Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Friday morning. Thanks for joining us for coffee. Caliber Coffee here in the bunker for episode number 107. We have been... Actually, we haven't done it yet, but I want to recognize famous number sevens as we go. My favorite from the hockey world, Paul Coffey. You must love him too, Dustin Nielsen, being an Edmonton boy.
Yeah, I love Paul Coffey. My dad was a huge Oilers fan growing up. Paul Coffey was one of his go-to guys.
Cool as hell. Yeah.
Least favorite was Ray Bourque before he went to 77, because I was a Habs fan, and I did not like Ray Bourque.
But you're an Oilers fan now.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing to cheer for the Oilers in that city, being a member of the media.
Two other number sevens, Weston Dressler and one Cody Fajardo. But we will take yours suggestions on the Facebook wall. Also, our Prairie Mobile text line is open, 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. And speaking of number seven, Cody Fajardo, he is listed as the starting quarterback for Saturday's game against the Edmonton Eskimos. The Riders announced their roster this morning about an hour ago. And our friend Ricky Kazama, Ricky Regina, from Ballers Rec Room is writing in, and he says, the rumor has it Fajardo's starting. I think it's great. Take first place, rest next week.
I guess so, eh?
And Ricky would know because the Riders are regulars at Ballers, including Cody Fajardo coming in and having fun on their batting cages and games and so forth, Regina's newest entertainment destination. So just ahead of Bryn Griffiths coming in, Dustin, does that sound right? Have Cody start, get the game in hand, and then shut him down.
He's right. Rest next week. I mean, like, I don't want to be the guy who's from Edmonton who doesn't think the Eskimos can get it done this week, but they're not starting Trevor Harris. They're not starting Ellingson. They're not starting a lot of their key guys on defense. With what's on the line here, I think the Riders could have this game under control, get them a little bit of rest, and then rest them next week, and you'll probably be okay. And home field, if you don't have to go to Calgary, I think that's a major advantage for you.
What do you say about Calgary, Lynch?
What?
The best part about Calgary?
Leaving.
I just met this guy, but he's the best.
I know he is. Everybody loves him.
Can I tell my Winnipeg one? No, I can't.
No, later on, we got Bryn Griffiths waiting, who would love the Calgary jokes, I'm sure. Mighty Mouth, Bryn Griffiths joining us. Mind you, you spent some time at Fan 962, as I remember, Mighty Mouth. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And the only number seven that could come to mind, you took Paul Coffey right out of my head, but Pete Lavorato, and we're going way back into the CFL, back into the late 70s, was part of that Edmonton Eskimo squad that won five in a row. He was pretty solid safety back there, but it's great to be on with you guys. And it's good to see that Dustin is filling that chair out nicely, and great to see John again.
Well, we are having a fantastic visit this morning. I wouldn't even know how to spell Lavoretto, by the way. I'll have to Google it. And by the way, Nelson has chimed in and says Jordan Eberle, number seven with the Regina Pats.
That's right.
So thanks for that. Linda says Richie Hall. Richie Hall, that's a good one. And Mike Abumeshrick chiming in with Cristiano Ronaldo as we recognize number sevens. Bryn, what's your take on this Riders Eskimos class Saturday at Mosaic Stadium? Any intrigue in it for you?
Well, you know, Dustin just touched on the fact that they're sitting a bunch of guys, and I guess I'd like to see them continue to maybe gather a little bit of momentum, whatever that's going to be. But for the Riders, it's an absolute gotta-get game because you want that home field advantage. For the Edmonton Eskimos, they know exactly where they're going, so you might as well rest the guys up. But I think you got to be careful. It doesn't turn into a trip-up game for the Riders. I don't see how that's going to happen. But the intrigue level for me has dropped considerably. I think most fans here, and Dustin would probably have to chime in on this one because he's a lot closer to the Eskimo beat than I am. But I think for most Eskimo fans, they're already thinking ahead to the next one. I don't even know if this is a game that is even front or top of mind.
Do the Eskimo Rider fan, or the Eskimo fans really believe the Eskimos have a chance of beating the Alouettes?
I don't think they do. I just think that they've been so horribly inconsistent all season long. They take bad penalties. And you know what? It's not so much taking the bad penalties. It just seems that they take the bad penalties at a bad time. And, you know, we've talked about power plays and penalty kills with the Edmonton Oilers for, I don't know, last 5 years, about how horrible the special teams were until this season. And for me, power play goals are important. But if you don't score that power play goal at the right time, it just doesn't work for you. So as far as I'm concerned, I think that their problem that they've had with the undisciplined nature of some of these penalties, like after the whistle stuff, has just got to stop. If they can stay away from that, and the quarterback can get hot, then sure they could. But John, I'm not predicting that by any stretch of the imagination.
You've been in and around sports for a long time, Bryn. Just one more on the Eskimos. What will it take for Jason Mazz to keep his job?
Getting to the Grey Cup game. Anything less than that, and he will be done by the end of the season.
And who will the successor be?
Because John says it's not going to happen. He's clearly saying that.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's a shame they couldn't have figured out a way to get Ricky Ray in here, maybe to just try to pick things up a little bit. Fans go on hope, not necessarily wins. If they think that you've got a shot, then they're with you. I just don't think Eskimo fans right now even are remotely thinking about winning at any level in the playoffs or even getting to a Grey Cup game. And a lot of fans have thrown up their hands. And once again, you've got Dustin there, and I'm sure Dustin's probably looking at it the same way or similar to the way I'm looking at it.
Well, I think Bryn made the good point earlier on, because I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I get it with Trevor Harris. But, you know, it's not playing Ellenson, not playing Ricky Collins Jr., not starting some of your defensive guys. I would think the best chance you have of beating Montreal would be if you had some momentum going into that game, and you're really not giving your team chance to get any of that. And that surprises me a little bit. And kind of, to be honest with you, as an Edmonton guy, it disappoints me a little bit as well, Bryn.
Nothing surprises me with this football club these days. Every time you think they're going to make the smart call, they just kind of, it's a head scratcher for me. I'm with you. Like, what are you worried about? Just get in there and play and hope that you can gain some momentum. I'm completely with you, Dustin. I just think that they should be trying to go as full speed into the semifinal and the East as they possibly can with a little bit of momentum. They just haven't had any momentum all season long.
I do have to break up the party and just say I'm not as big a believer in momentum in football. Week to week, it's a brand new season, it's 0-0, and to go in healthy, and I'm a big, big, big believer in practice and what you can accomplish there. So I'm actually fully on board with what Jason Mazz is doing, but I'm not the Edmonton guy like you guys. But you know what? We're going to know over the next 2 weeks how that plays out. So maybe we can all get back together after that and talk about it.
Sure.
Now, Bryn, to the Oilers, it's up and down.
Wow.
The last outing was a great victory in Columbus. Barely broke a sweat. Where are you on the blue and orange?
Well, it's funny because when you think they've kind of started to get it together, then they come up with a real stinker. The one thing I liked about the game against the Columbus Blue Jackets, that third period, they did a remarkable job of killing the clock. This team would try to found a way to maybe score another three goals in the third period and really salt it away. And I think this is a Dave Tippett thing. They just did a great job, in particular, line 3 and 4. I don't need those guys to score goals. I need them to get out there, don't get scored on, and kill some time off the clock. And I was just watching the way they handled the puck, and they made sure that the puck got in deep, and they made sure that they kept it down the other end. And so I wasn't surprised by what I saw out of the game in Columbus, but it's hard to be too critical of a hockey club that's 9-4-1 so far. And, you know, they're leading the Pacific Division. I know it's not a huge lead by any stretch of the imagination with both Vancouver and Vegas right on their heels and the Calgary Flames after a huge, huge win last night. That was a huge win for them. If they could be a little bit better, it would be on the road. They're only 4-3-1 on the road, but at home they've been pretty solid. But for the most part, if you'd have asked anybody in Edmonton, would you be happy if they were in top spot in the Pacific Division at the start of November? I think everybody would have taken it.
Well, the four guys in this conversation, and here's my last comment before I let you go, Bryn. The four of us are Oilers fans or supporters. I haven't got a clear answer out of Dusty if he's a fan or not. But I was thinking about what would be a fair season end for the Oilers to satisfy everybody. And for me, it's simply a playoff berth given what they've been through. That's it, because they're only going to go up with Tippett and Holland. Would you guys agree or disagree? Do you want more?
Well, personally, just quickly, a playoff spot would be great.
I mean,
if they got to the playoffs in the first year under Dave Tippett and Ken Holland, and that's what Tippett's done in the other places he's went, he's got them into the postseason, I think that would be deemed a success. Now, you know, if they get swept in the first round, I'm sure a lot of people will complain about it, but that's a major step in the right direction. And with the start that they've had so far this season, I think they've put themselves in a in a good position to at least be fighting for one of those spots in late March, early April, which is, you know, it's a big improvement over what we've had the last 5 years.
The big disappointment to me over the last 15 years, I got to know Messier and Gretzky in that era because I was up there broadcasting football. I got to meet them through connection. And they're losing, just very disappointing. But I would have to say, Brian, I would settle too for just a simple playoff berth, one first round.
I always considered this season to be kind of a write-off season because we know there's going to be a lot of cap space freed up in the summer. I like exactly what Ken Holland has done so far here. He's brought a lot of guys in on one-year contracts, in particular the bottom six. I think that is exactly what he had to do. But if they could find a way to slide into the playoffs this year in a year that I basically was writing them off as not making the playoffs anyway, I would think that would be a huge achievement, and it would kind of get the momentum going. And also, that excites other players. If they see that you're a potential playoff team, all of a sudden, if you're going after some UFAs, they might give it a good look. You also have Draisaitl and McDavid, which are also appealing factors. And as for cheering for teams, I've never really done it. I always cheer for the guys inside the jerseys. I still do that. I'll give you a classic example. So Jarrett Stoll, Saskatchewan kid. So here's a guy who leaves Edmonton and he finds his way to Los Angeles. Why, you know, it's not easy to cheer for the Los Angeles Kings if you're somebody in Edmonton. But you know what? You have Matt Green and you had Jarrett Stoll in the side of the jersey of the Los Angeles Kings. And when they won the cup, I was excited for them. So I've never really cheered for teams. I always cheer for the guys inside the jerseys. This locker room here, they've got a lot of great guys. So it's not hard to say I'm kind of pulling for them. But at the end of the day, I like to be objective. When they stink, I'm going to say they stink. And when they're great, I'll say they are great. And I just think they're off to a really solid start right now. I've been very pleased to watch it. It's been a lot more fun than the last 5 years.
Yeah, well, I'll say a playoff berth with home ice, game one at Rogers Place. And then from there, don't pull a Tampa Bay Lightning. I won't be satisfied with that. But anyways, Bryn, you got a lot of Saskatchewan fans that are listening and viewing, and they want it, buddy. They want it.
Okay. Hang on, let me work my way up to it. Rod, that's it. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. See you, Bryn. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. The former voice of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Bryn Griffiths.
That's right. That's
from 800-CHE. I'm out of here. Yeah. So, you know, and I was thinking as we talked about the Oilers, and I wonder, Dusty, do you ever get tired of talking about the Oilers? Because you talk about them 4 hours a day, every day, plus now podcasts, plus now everything else. So,
No, I don't, Ed. I grew up wanting to be, an NHL hockey player. Then when I realized that wasn't going to cut it, then I wanted to be a broadcaster. So I've always wanted to do it. If I wasn't doing it on podcasts or on the radio or on TV or whatever, I'd probably be doing it with my buddies anyway around a couple of beers. So I don't get tired of it. This year's team, it's funny you brought up the fan thing because I've mentioned this a couple of times. I used to be a huge Montreal Canadiens fan, a huge NHL fan. Like every day back in the day, open up the newspaper, go through all the box scores. Like it was huge for me. But then I've been around the league for 10 years now, covering it, being in the dressing room. It's taken away the
fanism
and the passion.
It's
frustrating. So like I'm still a huge NFL fan because I don't cover the National Football League. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Detroit Lions. I'd love to go to a game in Detroit. I'm a huge LeBron James fan. I'm a huge Los Angeles Lakers NBA fan. Because I haven't been around that. But once you covered you for the Canadian Football League as well, it must be the same. You know so many people. Mm-hmm. You've been so close to it. It just kind of removes the curtain. And then you're like, it's still cool. But now it's a job. As much as it's not a job, it's my job.
It's a fun job.
Yeah, it's a fun job, but it's still work for me. I miss that, though. I do. I wish I could get it back. But I just...
Calling a national broadcast on TSN is probably a good thing if you're not cheering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from right? From a CFL.
You're not allowed to.
I can't be sued. You know what I try to do with my broadcast? I just like try to be excited for any touchdown, both teams. I just, because that's what it is. So it's the same thing with the Canadian Football League and with the National Hockey League. Being around it at Edmonton for 10 years, transitions. It's weird.
Well, if you ever read Al Michaels' book, and if you haven't, I'll give it to you because I finished it. But he said, don't ever lose your zest. And Lynch, you are a career broadcaster too. If you lose your zest for it, you got to find a way to get it back because it sucks to lose it.
That'd be tough to get it back.
And I have it back. That's very clear. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. Lynch called me last night. I've said it three or four times on the broadcast today. He was devastated on the Fajardo injury. And I, like, very upset and thought the season was just going down. And I'm like, at this time, I don't feel it, John, what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And maybe I will, but that's not my team anymore. Right? So I'm kind of watching it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the other leagues, like I'm going to Texas for all of next week. And we're going to the Lakers and the Spurs. And I said to my wife, do you want to... Well, we're actually going to Austin. I said, do you want to drive an hour to San Antonio to catch the Spurs and the Lakers? And she said, yeah. Because I can.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. And they say that San Antonio... I wanted to ask Arash earlier if this is the case. I've heard San Antonio Spurs home games is one of the best venues in all of North American sports.
Really?
For a live event and everything. And we're doing that this Sunday.
Yeah.
So I can finally get back and do the fun things.
That'll be great.
So anyways, we'll take a timeout. Rich Sutter on the way, plus more CFL talk. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. Sports update is coming up after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bus down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning, week 21 of the CFL kicking off tonight as we look at our Friday morning sports update. The Ottawa Redblacks will suit up one more time before closing out their most disappointing season in franchise history. The 3-14 Redblacks enter tonight's home game against Montreal, riding a 10-game losing streak, the longest of their six-year existence. Rider news, Cody Fajardo listed as the starting quarterback for the Rough Riders in Saturday's home game against Edmonton. We're waiting to hear from head coach Craig Dickinson if that is in fact the case or if he will be a game time decision. Winnipeg Jets are in San Jose tonight in the second of a three-game West Coast road trip. The Jets have lost 5 of 7. There was some news out of Winnipeg yesterday. GM Kevin Cheveldayoff announcing that absent defenseman Dustin Byfuglien had undergone ankle surgery and the team was not directly involved in the decision. Vancouver Canucks will look to extend their win streak to 3 straight when they play the Ducks in Anaheim tonight. Vancouver has gotten off to a hot start this season at 8-3-1 through their first 12 games. And the Golden State Warriors play their first game without superstar Steph Curry tonight when they welcome the Spurs. Curry suffered a broken hand during Golden State's last game Wednesday night against Phoenix. Warriors are already missing Klay Thompson, the other half of the Splash Brothers, who had ACL surgery over the weekend. And that sports update is for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. We have Dustin Nielsen with us in the bunker from the CFL on TSN and John Frenzy as well. Dustin will be calling the Riders and Eskimos tomorrow. And I see your phone starting to get hot. It's starting to go off. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Is breaking news going on?
Yeah, it's probably just my wife and my kids. So we don't have to worry about it. I have a 2- and a 4-year-old preschool day. So we'll see. I mean, we start chatting with the coaches and players today from both sides and then start to put together some storylines for the game tomorrow.
Well, one thing people love about this show, they tell me, is to get to know the guys behind what they see on television. So you kind of gave us a bit of a look there. I had a friend write me, Nuji, he's probably watching from Kelowna this morning. Nuji, you were calling a game in BC a month or so ago, and Nuji wrote on Facebook, who's this new guy on TSN? He's great. And I tagged you. I said, at Dustin Nielsen on Facebook, and your photo is of you holding your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What's this first year been like? The reaction has been very positive from what I see.
Yeah, it's been going pretty well. I think a lot of people like maybe just having a younger, fresh voice with the league, which I think is important for the league. You know, I'm a young guy. My buddies are the ones that you want to, become fans of this league for the next 20 years. So I think it's helped. You know, I did University of Alberta football games for 10 years. And, whether it's a great league or not, you're just getting reps. And it is a great league. But I did AJHL for a couple of years. Now I've done Canada West hockey for 10 years as well. Had an opportunity to go call the Spengler Cup last year for TSN. And that was an amazing experience. So this year has been great. It's been busy, not going to lie, having to do the morning show on TSN Radio in Edmonton and then fly out, almost every weekend because I was still doing university football as well. But it's been great. It's kind of surreal still. Like, it's amazing to be calling Canadian Football League games. I had a lot of fun with it. I hope that comes across on the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to change. I've dialed it back a bit this year just to not come in.
You dialed too what
over
back?
The
top.
Well, some of my excitement levels, like, that was one of the things when I first started calling football games. And it was funny because I got offered the chance to do Golden Bears hockey, and I love calling hockey, and that's what I wanted to do. And they're like, well, can you do the football games as well? And I was just like, okay, I guess I'll call football games if I can do your hockey games. And then I just realized that I love calling football games as well. It's a completely different animal. You've done both, obviously, yep. Roddy, but I love calling both of them and having the opportunity to do it at this level. And, 8 or 9 games I think I've done so far this year. It excites me for having an opportunity to continue to do it moving forward.
He's a man, Lynch, that's paid his dues.
That's right. He sure has. Good one, too. Enjoy listening to him.
Yeah. Well, and Frenzy, I mean, I told you, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. He's got a whole new legion of fans now because of this digital age, yeah, right?
That's right, I have.
There's a lot of people that don't know. What were your years, Frenzy, and what did you do on Rider Radio?
66 to 85. I was a play-by-play man for 9 years, color for 1. I call it that way around. Color for 9, play-by-play for 1.
Yeah.
But I did pregame host, postgame show host on both radio and television. So I've been involved since 1969. What's that? 61 years.
That's a few
time.
Years.
Yeah. That's a long
a
time.
Few years.
I was born in 81. But now you're like a social media influencer probably, right?
Yeah, absolutely
like
is.
This, like, it's great.
Oh, check out my Instagram story. Lynch almost bit it in front of his house this morning. And people are loving it. I filmed it. Frenzy's taking off here right away with John Lipp, another Hall of Famer, a former Ryder president, who brought the Grey Cup here in 1995. And for some historical perspective, because people ask me across the land, Dustin, about the popularity of Cody Fajardo. And I say,
yes,
I think he's the most popular quarterback since Ron Lancaster. And we've had some great ones go through those doors, i.e. Ken Austin, Darian Durant, Kerry Joseph. Lynch tells me he might be even more popular than Ron Lancaster.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just this season.
Just because the guy. What is it? It's just because he's the guy. Right, John? Just he's that kind of guy. Yeah. Special kind of guy.
I mean,
the discussions we had 5 months ago in restaurants, Rod was going to carry me out because I was crying almost. We were going to have no quarterback. The quarterback was going to be horrifying for the Rough Riders. Who was going to be the quarterback? No, not a chance. And definitely finish in last place. Those guys thought. To be a smart ass one time, I said, I'm going to pick him for first place.
And they're that close.
And they all said, no, you're crazy, Lynch. Ah, Lynch, you're so stupid. Why do you do that?
This year?
Yeah. Look what happened.
I think you actually did pick 13 wins, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, I did. I
got, but you picked 13 every year.
I got it. Yeah, I do.
One of these years, you're going to be right.
I do, but I look good this year.
Yeah, you're a genius right now.
But, that's, I mean, great. it's a miracle for most.
But, he's super popular. I emceed a wedding here, Banjo Bowl Day. I don't know. It was here in Regina. I might have told you this.
Chrono, I thought.
Yeah, the Chrono with the Schneider family. But I did Cody Fajardo trivia at the wedding as the MC.
And they knew
it. And they were loving it. They knew what they do. I was like, what? And it was pretty basic stuff, like what school he went to and all these things. But they were loving Cody Fajardo at that wedding. And that was when I kind of first got a sense. I was just like, man, this guy's a big deal.
I mean, he's
here.
Different. Oh, phenomenal. He's phenomenal. We've never had a guy like him. The closest would be Glenn Dobbs. You don't know who I'm even talking about. They named the city Dobberville. And they could name
in 1951.
1951, yeah. We could name his place Fajardoville. This guy is, I just hope he's for real. Is he really for real? You want to look at him and take him apart and see, is this guy for real? And then when you hear this now, I mean, oh, God. I mean, it's been so great. I've been waiting for something negative to happen, okay?
That's why he was crying on the phone yesterday. Yeah, well, he goes,
Rod, poor Rod said, I'm going to go out in the street and the truck run me over. He didn't know how to answer me. Because I fell on my head in the weekend, by the way. So anyway, but he's fantastic here. And I'm sure he will play. My gut says he probably shouldn't play. But we want to win that game.
With the rash on that.
Yeah, it's so important for us to win that game. Don't you agree, Lipper? Lipper said, former past president, bought the Grey Cup.
Chris Stover writing in on the Facebook wall. He says, Lynch, Courier, Rod, and Krusty Harrison is why I love football. And I had to stop for a second and think, who's Krusty Harrison? Oh, Lorne Harrison. He's Krusty, all right. That made you love Rider football.
I got to go, guys, but great.
Do you got to go?
Yep.
Okay, Lynch is leaving the building. This
good
is one thing.
Seeing you again, buddy.
Yeah, nice.
Real pleasure.
Yeah, nice.
Look at this.
See you next. No, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. That's right. Frenzy knows that I'm going to. Let's get a shot of it. There he goes. Lynch leaving the set.
What if I just got up and left too late? What a beauty.
You might have to.
Yeah, that's great.
See why people love this guy?
Yeah, he's amazing. This is great.
It looks so professional because of Paul and our tech people here, but it is really just a Facebook live show. So it's not like you can't get up and leave the bunker at any time. Frenzy taking up. By the way, mentioning going to San Antonio, Texas for the Spurs and the Lakers, which I am Sunday night. And my wife is the basketball fan in the family and our daughters. But Jay Crockett writes in, Jay is the public address announcer of the Battleford's North Stars. He says, San Antonio's amazing. Riverwalk and the Alamo, if you have time, take it from a Crockett. Davy Crockett. Do you know who Davy Crockett
is? Davy Crockett.
The Alamo. See you in North Battleford tomorrow. Come up to the PA announcer booth and say hi. I will. The North Battleford North Stars, now called the Battleford's North Stars, are having their ring ceremony tomorrow night. And I'm as excited, I think, as they are. They're getting their rings.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that cool?
You're going up.
Gone up for a book signing of the SJHL, history of the SJHL, and signing my book, autograph signing tomorrow night. So I'm going to stay, Dusty, for the first quarter, the Riders and the Eskimos, and then it should be in the bag.
That's what people are saying. It might be like...
Yeah, that's what people are thinking.
See. Maybe I'm not giving Logan Kilgore enough love, because I do think when he gets out of the pocket, he can make some things happen. So that'd be something to watch for tomorrow if you're a Riders fan. But if you can keep him contained, you might be in an okay spot.
Before we break, and we will be bringing in Rich Sutter, I believe he's traveling. He's in an airport somewhere, but we're hoping to get Richie before we go off the air today. But I do need to read this. Next week, the Rod Peterson Show will be giving away a Manny Show t-shirt each day. If you want to get a shirt, we will post the link in the comment section and in the Rod Peterson Show shop where you can check them out. That's rodpetersonshop.com. Price will be reduced to $20 with free shipping next week only for RP Show viewers. So get yours. That's Emmanuel Arsenault. Manny Show shirts available next week. The program continues after this time out. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%. That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Rod Peterson Show continues on this Friday morning. We invited Darren DuPont to come out of his office.
I was going to say, where is Dupes? I was looking forward to having him in the chair here, and he just... He gets an office and he just refuses to come out of it, eh? What a hard worker.
Oh, he's not there. I didn't hear you. Sorry, Clark. He's gone. What's happened to Darren DuPont? Well, I think we can pull it off.
I think we'll be okay. Yeah, I talk 4 hours every morning, so I'm good for whatever.
One of the fun things about this program is our guests very routinely, the video chat guests, just stay on the line and watch the rest of the show.
Yeah.
And Bryn Griffiths was one of those. Bryn just wrote in and says... Did John just pull a Bob Hope and leave before the end of the show? Hashtag Carson. Hashtag Tonight Show.
He did.
He absolutely did. Devin Stubel's watching. He said, Lynch should have done a mic drop before exiting.
He almost, I mean, that's as much as you can do with that mic, all right? The mic push.
It's on a stand.
That's basically what he did, which was great. I mean, that was really cool, actually. I watch you guys when I have the time, and obviously when I'm on with you guys, and... He always entertains me, so I'm happy to sit here with him.
He's reborn.
Yeah. You know, one thing that does frustrate me about your show is that little Canada West helmet.
Yeah.
Because I know Evan Dom sent that to you. I've been doing Canada West games for 10 years. I never got anything. I didn't get a hoodie. I didn't get a t-shirt. I didn't get a mini helmet, which is extremely frustrating. So if he's watching this at any point, Dahmer, I'm very disappointed.
He knows now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you've outed him on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, on the mic drop thing, just so you know, when you drop mics, it's not good for them.
No, it's not at all. They're hundreds of dollars, these things. Like, you don't want to drop them.
Every time any engineer sees the comment mic drop, they're like, don't!
Yeah. Yeah.
The poll, and Clark just did it. Did you hear
I heard that on the other side of the wall.
The poll, check in the poll, Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, daily poll question. Can the Riders win a Grey Cup without Cody Fajardo? Do you want to take a stab at this, Dusty?
I'm going to guess it is 85% no.
Twitter poll, 76% say no, they can't win a Grey Cup without Cody Fajardo. That's on Twitter. On our Facebook poll, it's 73% say no. So you're kind of getting a sense now of not only the love for Cody Fajardo in this province, but also how much they think he means to the football team. It's not just that they like him.
Yeah.
He is the team.
He got paid, right? I mean, everybody, whether it's a fan base or obviously the organization, they love Cody Fajardo, and I get it. I understand why. He's done amazing things. I mean, when things are going good here, I'm sure it's great to be the quarterback. But if they're not, I mean, that can't be easy, whether it's in Edmonton or here or wherever in a Canadian market. If things aren't going well, you know, things can turn on you pretty quickly. But he's kind of had it going very well since the very beginning. And it's an interesting question because who's number two? Isaac Harker? Is Harker number two in the depth chart? I saw him in the preseason. I did a preseason game
down
in Calgary and got a little glimpse of him. I guess that's really all any of us have seen so far of Harker, right?
Well, actually, it's for sure. But the one thing in that game, because I was watching it, was Cody Fajardo led the Riders on a touchdown drive in that game. And I'm like, hey.
I know. I thought the exact same thing.
He's got something here.
I know. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, that's a really nice drive from Fajardo. And then Harker, you mean, he's just young, inexperienced guy. Not very big. I think he's like six feet. I was looking at some prep I was doing last night, like 6 feet, just under 200 pounds. Would be a horrible spot to put him in right now if you had to. I'd like to see him get some snaps. You know, if things are obviously under control tomorrow for the Riders, see what he's capable of in a, you know, a low pressure situation. But now this might come across the wrong way, but the poll question kind of shows it. I mean, the success of this team this year lives and dies with Cody Fajardo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a really good team. So don't get me wrong, but Cody Fajardo is a really good quarterback. You don't have a veteran guy behind him who you can step in and have play for you. So the success, whether he's healthy or not, and probably just based on his play in the game as well, in the West final, should they lock up a bye here this week, that'll come down to Cody Fajardo, and that's fine. That's why he's getting paid the big bucks.
Well, $450,000 roughly, according to Three Down Nation. I've seen reports that it's a little less than that, but it's $400,000 plus, which in my mind jogged my thought of why, you know, just with the Oilers goaltending, because I was a goalie. I'm not going to get into that, but it's just with Mike Smith and Mikko Rantanen, or Koskinen, I think the goalies should be the highest paid players on the team, on every team, because they are the most important guys. Without goaltending, the Oilers are going nowhere, Connor McDavid or not. We've seen it.
Yes.
So why are they not paid like quarterbacks are paid? But that's just an old goalie speaking.
But it's true. I played net for 6 years. But
I
maxed out when I was 14 years old. I wasn't making any money yet, but I get it. I mean, that's like Carey Price in Montreal. I mean, I know his numbers aren't through the roof, but if they don't have that dude, they're drafting first overall every single year. Like, you just need to have a goaltender, whether you could have McDavid and Draisaitl for an example, or even Crosby and Malkin back in the day. I mean, the first cup, they don't win without Marc-Andre Fleury. And those last two cups, Matt Murray was absolutely sensational. And Matt Murray's come back down to earth the last couple of years. How have they been? Middle of the pack.
Like, average.
Yeah. So you got to have the goaltending. You got to have the quarterback. And it was funny because I mentioned it earlier for Canada West football. I said, you're not going to go anywhere without a quarterback. And the same can be said in the Canadian Football League. I mean, in the National Football League, you might be able to grind it out at the running game. Maybe back in the day, maybe not even that anymore, but got to have that position, man. You have to have a starting quarterback. You got to have good goaltending, and you got to have starting pitching.
Well, but they get the money.
Yeah.
Right? And the quarterbacks get the money, but the goalies don't. We're talking about the most important positions on the team. That's all that I'm saying. But, you know, back to Fajardo for a second. One of the things that I love about him, I can't speak for the rest of Rider fans, is his honesty. I mean, he spoke at an Athletes in Action event that I was at for Christian Athletes, and he said that he loves it here because it's the first time he felt like he was in a big-time football environment. He goes, I didn't even feel like a pro player in Toronto and BC. Now, that would bristle some people's feathers.
But is he wrong?
No, he's honest, so that's what I love about him.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's true. A lot of guys would say, oh, you know, it's good to play here. Not that there was anything wrong with Toronto or BC, but this community is the Riders, right? Toronto is not the Argos. Toronto is the Leafs, it's the Raptors, it's TFC, and then it's the Argos. And in BC, when the Lions are doing well, that's great, but it's still a Vancouver Canucks city, and it always will be, right? So here, I mean, big fish in a good-sized pond, and you're the starting quarterback. This is a big man on campus as you can possibly get in the Canadian Football League, and he's doing it, and he's doing it well.
And he hasn't won a Grey Cup yet. I'm a little like you. I'm not old enough to remember the Lancaster era.
Yeah.
But I know what he means when there's a five-story high banner of him on the side of the stadium. Clearly, this guy did something, yeah. Right? But he did win a Grey Cup. And how many straight Western Finals was he in? 6 out of 8 years, I think. Something just astounding. Like Bo Levi-esque numbers, quite frankly. And Cody hasn't won yet. And yet they're saying he's more popular than Lancaster.
So why is that? Like I would like to ask, because I'll probably talk about this on the broadcast tomorrow. Why is that?
I think a lot of it is the faith thing. We really are the Bible Belt. He's made no secret of the fact he goes to Christ the King Church every Sunday morning. Their congregation's never been higher in its history of 100 years of the church. Yeah. So I think that's a really big part of it.
So he's just like buying in on every level in this community then.
Well,
which is important.
But what's funny, I don't know how closely you follow the Saskatchewan headlines here, but his car got broken into Thanksgiving weekend. Did you hear
this
story?
No, I did not hear about this.
So, and this is where his legend really spread, I think, across the CFL. He was interviewed he tweeted it and said, "I was broken into last night." And he says, "I hope the person that broke in got a hot meal out of it. Clearly, you needed the contents of my vehicle more than I did." And people were like,
"Oh my goodness.
Is this for real?" He got broken into and he was grateful because of it. Yeah. And actually what's funny is it touched off a bunch of spin-off stories because a bunch of nurses outside the Pasqua Hospital, which is right on the edge of the North Central District, said, "We get our cars broken into every night. How come it's a big deal that Cody Fajardo is front page news because we get it all the time?" And I was sort of like, sorry to tell you, but 33,000 people don't show up to watch you go to work. They do with Cody Fajardo. He's the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
It's the way that it is, and you need to accept it. But Marshall Ferguson, who is part of the broadcasting fraternity of the CFL, obviously the Ticats play-by-play guy, said, "Is this guy actually this wholesome?" And he's actually more wholesome than you think.
Next time he's going to leave the keys in the car. They just take the entire thing. I'll get another one. Mm-hmm. Like, that's incredible. That's great. And you know what? I mean, this isn't just a Canadian Football League. I think professional sports overall needs more guys
like
Cody Fajardo and that type of person. There just aren't many of them, really, at all. So, not that they're bad guys, but they might not be that good.
Well, there aren't that many guys like Cody Fajardo around.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, we need more.
Same team.
Yeah. Metal Shingle Guy writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. He's got three text messages here, and they're all good. This is a very sharp guy. He says, "With a salary cap on coaches, you pretty much have to go inside the organization. We're talking about coaching changes potentially in Toronto and BC. I'd like to see neither one make a coaching change, but we're hearing that's not in the offing." He goes on to say, "As far as O'Day being GM of the year, only if he gets a first-round pick for a starting quarterback that he traded." That's the conditional thing on Caleros, obviously. And he says, "Harker's a baller, too. There was a push for him to start over Fajardo early in the year. He did look good in the preseason, but that is the tiniest of sample size for Isaac Harker." This would be a big start for him tomorrow if he had to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because we chatted with the coach prior to that preseason game, and I can't remember. We were talking about the quarterback position and what could end up happening there, and he did speak pretty highly of Harker. I can't remember if he was saying that, you know, it's a Fajardo Harker thing, but you know, now that comes up, it might ring a bell actually. And yeah, hopefully, from a Riders perspective, if they're in control of that game, hopefully we do get a look at him. I'd love to get a first look at him here in the regular season.
Text from the 690 says, "The Rod Peterson live audio feed isn't working for me. Could you check it out, please?" This was way back at 10:04 a.m. We found dupes. Did we fix that? Clark says, "That's a you problem, not an us problem."
Turn up the volume.
Yeah, it's working for... Right. Come join us. We were yelling for you earlier.
Yeah, we missed you, buddy.
Brady, from Brady in Saskatoon. "Hey, Rod, it's Brady. My predictions for the Rider game tomorrow, 35-21 if Fajardo starts, or 21-17 if he doesn't. Either way, the Riders win," Brady says. And he says, "Do you think the 49ers will stay undefeated? If not, how many losses can we expect? I'd say one or two losses since it's extremely difficult to finish undefeated."
They're good.
Of course, that's a tough one. They are very good.
Really good, man.
What would be reasonable? 12-4. I mean, we're halfway through the season. And they're actually getting better.
Well, yeah, I think they might be able to go 13-3.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who saw that coming?
Nobody. I mean, but they were actually, remember, before last season, there was a lot of hype around them last year. And Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, and all of a sudden, that was gone. But I was surprised that the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football were able to score as many
25,
points as they did.
25, yeah.
Because over the, I think it was for the four games prior to that, they'd only given up 23 points total in four games, which is unheard of in any league. And so I watched... Well, it was Halloween trick-or-treating last night, but I watched a good portion of that game, and there was one drive, Kyler Murray, they were kind of in a hurry-up offense, marched down the field. It looked really good against the Niners' D. I thought they'd be able to stop them. So I think the strength of that team's obviously their D in the running game, and now you throw in Emmanuel Sanders. Jimmy Garoppolo looked really confident last night, too. So
the next one in New England, as we talked about
yeah, I think it's
earlier.
His third 300-yard passing game. That's it so far in his career. They haven't had to rely on him much, but I think the Niners are really good. Mind you, Saints and Packers in the NFC as well. Maybe difficult to get through those guys.
And the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah.
And the Dallas Cowboys fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I've got Amari Cooper and a couple fantasy lines.
All right.
So
actually, when you dropped the Detroit Lions thing,
yeah.
Did you see the Facebook wall?
I saw a few of them. And
went off on that?
It's understandable because I, too, have felt shame for 30 years being a Detroit Lions fan. I got sucked in when Barry Sanders was there. He was on Tecmo Super Bowl. It was my go-to guy, so I became a huge fan of the Detroit Lions.
Makes sense.
And I wish I would have given up on them when he did. and I wish I would have given up on them when Calvin Johnson did. But instead, I still grinded out for, you know, 6, 7, 8 wins every single year.
I got to be honest, and we're way off track, and I'm loving it on our discussions here, what we normally do. But you mentioned the Lions. I had Bernie Smilovich on my old show. Do you know who that is?
No.
Legendary Detroit television sportscaster. Okay. Like, Darren, what was your cable in Wynyard? Did you get WDIV Detroit?
Yes. Yeah, we
Bernie
did.
Bernie Smilovich. Yep. And you would know. Weekend at Bernie's was his highlights and stuff. Yeah. And anyways, he came on my show. What's your NBC affiliate in Edmonton? Who do you get? Spokane or Seattle?
I don't even know. I stream a lot of television.
But growing up?
I grew up in Cranbrook, BC.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I grew up down in Cranbrook, so...
We'd be Spokane there, probably.
Yeah, we would have got Spokane, yeah.
Well, Bernie Smilovich would need no introduction to a lot of our viewers, because our stats say 78% of our viewers are Saskatchewan. And Bernie Smilovich said the Lions are by far the number one team in Detroit. And it just knocked me off my chair, because I'm thinking, look at all the Stanley Cups the Wings have won in the Holland era. They were crappy in the 80s.
Yeah.
The Tigers have been in the conversation for years with Verlander. They've been decent.
Yeah.
And, well, the Pistons are, I'm not even sure they're still in the NBA.
Y'all brawl here.
Right, but to say that the Lions are by far the number one team in Detroit, you probably know that because you're a Lions fan. Well, it shocked me.
National Football League's a monster.
Right?
It just is.
It is.
Every single time something bad happens in the NFL, I'll get texts into my show or we'll get tweets or whatever, and people would be like, that's it, the beginning of the end. And then it's like, hey, we've signed a new $5 billion a year television deal, and each team gets more than enough money to run their entire organization just on television.
And don't have
alone.
To sell a ticket.
Don't need to sell a ticket. Don't need to sell a jersey. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that, I mean, almost in every market, I would think the National Football League team is the one that does the most. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it really is. And that was the same thing when Arash was on earlier in the show talking about Washington. We asked about the Nationals being on the radar and, you know, with the Capitals being so big there too now with their recent success, but it's all Redskins. The NFL is just, he's like,
in every market,
he's like, don't even talk about it because it's an anomaly on its own. Let's just talk about the other three.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, because the Redskins are brutal.
Yeah.
And it's still like what everybody wants.
The only markets they're not. I'm thinking New York, been there. Giants, number one by far. Jets, still big, but nowhere near the Giants. Dallas, obviously.
Yeah.
The only one that they're not is LA, and that's the NFL's fault, not LA's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
They've jerked them around for 40 years.
Yeah.
So, anyways, few other people saying that the audio feed's not working. I apologize for that. That is certainly not my area. It's working for some, not for others.
Hmm.
What can I tell you?
Yeah.
But we'll be back with the overtime segment, the overtime refresher for Emerald Water coming up after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. With savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, finance rates are as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Plus, most new vehicle purchases come with a free set of winter tires. And buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, for overtime. Just a quick check of the sports update here. Ottawa Redblacks hosting the Montreal Alouettes tonight to start the final week of the CFL season. The game has little meaning as Montreal's locked into second place in the East Division and Ottawa is out of the playoff picture. The Redblacks will be playing to restore a bit of pride as they have just one win at home this year. It appears Cody Fajardo will start at quarterback for the Riders. When they host the Eskimos tomorrow, the Riders release their depth chart for the game and have Fajardo at the number one spot. 2 p.m. at Mosaic Stadium on TSN. Conor McGregor has been fined €1,000, that's $1,470 Canadian, for assaulting a man in a pub. The retired MMA star from Ireland admitted his actions were, quote, very wrong. McGregor hasn't fought in MMA since losing to Khabib Nurmagomedov. Did I say that right?
Close.
Yeah. Khabib.
In October of 2018. Dubbed tonight, Swift Current at Brandon, Lethbridge at Winnipeg, Red Deer at Moose Jaw, Regina at Prince Albert, Saskatoon at Edmonton as part of this slate. That's the Eastern Conference games. I think everybody's playing tonight. And hey, for you Warriors staff that are watching, and I know you do every morning, can you leave my door, my name at the back? I haven't got my CHL pass yet. See you tonight at Mosaic Place. In the SJ, Notre Dame at Estevan, Yorkton at Kindersley, Melville at LaRange, Humboldt at Nipawin. Had a few people telling me that our network live audio feed is down, which has not happened for ages.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I can only say do not text me on the phone because I'm hosting the show. Write us through our social media feeds if you don't mind and the guys will get it. So we've gone 2 hours and I didn't know that. The overtime segment is for Emerald Water. Refresh yourself at Emerald Water YQR. Where were you, Dupes? Where'd you go? What have you been doing all morning?
Doing business.
This guy's a dealer at a shaker.
Hanging out downstairs, too. Yeah. It's been good. Getting ready for the weekend. So be leaving right after the show. I know you probably are, too.
No.
You said you're taking off right after. Don't give me a no.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to Texas until Sunday.
No, you're not going until Sunday. Okay. Well, that's
but
good.
Dustin, I'm taking him down
to
Mosaic
Stadium.
Yeah. And just give me your best sell job, Dupes, for the Huskies Golden Bears game on Saturday because you'll be at the mic with Lummer.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, the last thing, because I went on the rant yesterday about people not going to games, and I don't care whether it's CFL, NHL, whatever, WHL, university. You guys are around it all the time. These marketing people are working their asses off. Their asses off to get you into the venue. They are. And the tickets for the university are not expensive. Mm-mm. Right? Like I went to a junior B game and they're lighting off pyrotechnics and smoke and music. And I'm like, there's 200 people here. But they're doing it to put on a show.
Yeah.
So reward them. This is the Huskies in a home playoff game. Hell, I just sold it. What can you say better than that?
The weather's going to be better than it was last week, so that's a bonus.
That was cold,
Alberta's offense has struggled a little bit lately, but they got the number one quarterback in Canada West in Brad Lonhart, who's well over 300 yards a game.
Yeah, he's great. He's had a great season.
Yeah, has the deep ball. So the weather should help him and get that offense rolling. Ben Kupchinski was really quiet last week, but I think he's going to be ready to go. So they'll be better, but the Huskies have Adam Mackard, 1,330 yards. I mean, he set the school record for yards in a season.
Crichton?
I think it's a slam dunk.
I think he's going to win for sure.
I think it's a slam dunk. He's at 166.3 yards per game. The next closest is like 69 yards.
I was going to say, it's probably not
It's almost three times more yards per game than any other back in the conference.
I think I called him a couple games ago, and he was only at about like 950 then. So he's had two huge games since
He's gotten better as the season's gone on.
It's crazy.
Month by month.
He's not a big guy either, but he's so good.
And Mason Nias has thrown 13 touchdowns. He's tied for first in the conference. He's fourth in yards per game in passing. And they don't have a receiver that's going to play on the weekend inside the top 15 in receiving, so they spread the ball out pretty well. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be packed.
If the Bears the Bears defense, if they're going to win, the Bears defense is going to have to make a couple big plays.
They will.
Yeah. I think that'll be the difference maker.
What realistically would the Huskies be looking at for a crowd there, Griffiths, do you think? Will they fill it?
I think they realistically should be around that 5,000 mark. I think that would be a good expectation. If they hit more than that, that'd be huge. What is the sellout there?
With all the
sitting room and stuff, they can push nine. But I think six or seven,
like along that main
stands,
front on the stand. Yeah, which would be great. I mean, that'd be awesome. Great atmosphere. Well, it should be a good game.
It's tough when the Riders are playing at two and the Huskies are playing at three, and you're competing for the same person, this Saskatchewan football fan.
Yeah,
in a must win game for the Rough
for
Riders.
Both.
Yeah, a playoff game for the Huskies. Yeah. Dusty's already gone on record and predicted the Dinos to beat the Bisons, right?
Yeah, I think they'll beat them at home.
Yeah, Bison's O-line is speed up, too.
Yeah. Bisons, they've got really good defensive line. I think they had like a CFL draft pick who wasn't even starting for them at the beginning of the year. But I said earlier, they play better at home. Mm-hmm. I think Calgary figures it out at home in the playoff game.
Fun on Canada West TV tomorrow. By the way, Chris Stover writes in and says, Peterson and DuPont, poppies, lest we forget. Dusty's is on his jacket. We should have had him put him on. I was remiss in telling you to take it off your coat and put it on. But I was with the military guys last night. We had a crawfish boil.
I saw.
Did you see that on my story?
It looks so cool.
That was amazing. Louisiana crawfish.
The Montgomerys, right?
Yeah, you know him?
Cooked that up for you, yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic hanging out at the Armory with the Armory boys. Always good. Lest we forget, put your poppy on, folks. And Wayne in Victoria, BC says, Dupes, don't you ever wear socks? It's cold out there, isn't it?
Does this guy not watch? He never wears socks.
He watches
and now for
every
the sidelines, if I got to do them, I got better boots. They're ankle-high boots.
So you still have to wear socks.
So I still don't have to wear
them. What a life you live.
Yeah.
You know what? In the Warriors store today, I'll pick up some of those Warriors socks for you because love them so much.
Somebody's asked if they showed up at the studio yet. But
freebies?
I don't know. But okay. Yeah, feel free. We'll see. Free.
All right. Thanks, Dusty. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It was fun being here. I like what you guys are doing.
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, everybody. Very busy sports weekend. I'm off for a week. So, Dupes, we'll see you here Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.